Hello and welcome to Buck Stops Here. I'm Ankita Mukherjee. As Parliament's monsoon session got down to business today, it also started raining controversies. An incensed Mayawati has handed her resignation from the Rajya Sabha to the Vice President, saying if she doesn't have the right to speak about Dalits and rising atrocities against them, then she has no right to sit in the House. We asked tonight, was this a legitimate reaction or is this now part of an attempt to stay politically relevant as Mayawati's Dalit support base gets heavily eroded? Also on the show tonight, as the vice presidential candidates file their nomination papers, why has the Sena launched an all-out attack on Gopal Krishna Ganthi over his views on the death penalty? In politics, is there no room for honest opinions? But first, on to our big focus tonight. High drama both in and out of Parliament as Mayawati staged a dramatic walkout and then resigned from the Rajya Sabha, saying she was being silenced from voicing her protest against Dalit atrocities across the country.
You can ask for a discussion. What more you want?
Hours after storming out of the house, threatening to quit for not being allowed to speak on what she called frequent attacks on Dalits in Uttar Pradesh, BSP chief Mayawati handed her resignation as Rajya Sabha MP to the Vice President.
So, जब मुझे अपनी बात रखने का सत्ता पक्ष मौका नहीं दे रहा है, मुझे बोलने नहीं दिया जा रहा है, तो मैंने आज राज्य सभा से इस्तीफा देने का फैसला लिया.
While Mayawati's resignation may be a political gambit to reclaim her relevance as a Dalit leader after recent rubbing in the UP elections, the opposition, which had jointly decided to raise the issue of atrocities against Dalits in the Rajya Sabha.
जिस तरह से उत्तर प्रदेश की जनता ने इनको राजनीतिक रूप से परास्त किया है, उसको भी और उसकी हताशा और निराशा भी धमकी देना बिल्कुल कतई अनएक्सपेक्टेड है. उन्हें माफी मांगनी चाहिए.
जब मायावती जी दलित की बात कर रहे थे, उनको कहा आपने कि हमें जनादेश मिला. हमें मालूम नहीं था कि बीजेपी को जनादेश मिला है. मैसेकर ऑफ माइनॉरिटीज एंड मैसेकर ऑफ दलित के लिए.
अटैक्स ऑन दलित, atrocities are growing.
No,
attacks on minorities, atrocities are
growing.
That's
why I'm saying
farmers are being pushed to
the structure of discussion.
Are here in Delhi today.
But clearly the focus amongst the opposition is to continue to get the house adjourned and disrupt, raising people's issues like farmers, atrocities amongst Dalits, amongst a host of other issues. With camera person Stephen and N. Ravi, Sunil Prabhu, NDTV.
Joining us on the program from Mayawati's BSP, Sudhindra Bhadoria. We're also being joined by Krishna Sagar Rao, spokesperson for the BJP, Sushmita Deb, Lok Sabha MP of the Congress, Chandrabhan Prasad, Dalit thinker and mentor of the Dalit Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, here with me in the studio. But Sudhindra Bhadoria, let me begin with you. Is this a big political gamble now for Mayawati? What is she hoping to gain from this, and could it backfire for her politically?
Well, there comes a time in history when you have to take a bold initiative for the principles that you stand. Okay. Like Baba Saab resigned from the government in the early 50s on the issue of Hindu court bill. We have seen in the past 3 years incidents like Una, where bare back of the Dalits were being whipped, where there are cases of Rohit Vemula, where in Shabirpur, in Saharanpur, Dalits are being killed. And all across the country we are seeing, either it is the case of the lynching of Akhlaq or in Rajasthan, there are on and on these kind of atrocities on the weaker section are growing, as has been stated by Ben Mayawati.
But Mr. Bhadoria, why resign? Because she exceeded her time in the Rajya Sabha. Why not resign?
No, she under the rule 267, where the Prime Minister had agreed that they, when the meeting of the opposition parties was held, that there will be a right given to everybody to raise these issues. When Ben Mayawati, the tallest leader of the Dalits and all those people who are the marginalized sections of Indian society, was trying to raise this issue, she was heckled by the ministers and by the MPs of the ruling party and from the treasury benches.
Okay,
they were heckling her.
I want Krishna Sagar Rao of the BJP to respond to that. Krishna Sagar Rao, the BSP, Mayawati's party, says this is the tallest leader of the Dalits. You didn't let your party's leaders, and indeed the speaker did not let her voice her genuine grievances on the floor of the house.
See, Ankita, I didn't hear a single word of what Mr. Bhaduri was speaking. I think there is an audio issue. But however, from the developments of the day, I'm getting a lot of resound.
Okay, we're just trying to fix that, but please go ahead. We can hear you clearly.
Hello. Ankita, can you hear me?
Yes. Please go ahead.
There is a serious echo.
All right, we're going to try and fix that and come back to you.
Yes, see, Ankita, what I'm trying to tell you is, with due respect to my... Yeah. Please fix this issue. I'm unable to speak.
All right. We're going to come back to you as soon as we can after having sorted that audio issue out. Sushmita Deb, before I take this across to the BJP, is the Congress now looking to unite the opposition on the issue of Dalits? We heard at length from Ghulam Nabi Azad today on all of this as well. Why has this become a uniting factor? All right, we seem to be having a whole host of technical issues today. I'm going to come to you, Mr. Prasad. Is this Mayawati's bid then to remain politically relevant in a scenario where her Dalit base seems to be getting eroded constantly? We've seen her numbers slipping both in Uttar Pradesh and indeed in a larger sense, is she no longer the preeminent Dalit leader in this country? Is this now a political gamble for her, a bid to resurrect herself?
Well, she did not resign before. She could have waited for some more time to resign. The fact that she has resigned at this point of time, and we all agree that she might be trying to appeal to the Dalit anger.
Okay.
The question is, why Dalit anger today? That she is sensing that she needs to appeal to that. You know, what I have observed during past few months, that the May 2014 verdict is being interpreted by a section of upper caste Hindus that this is a mandate for caste and past. This is a mandate for Hindu supremacy. This is the mandate for bringing caste back again. And then the reflections are too evident. Dalits being sought for wearing a jeans in Bahrain, Dalit IS aspirant being attacked, mud being put in his mouth while he's trying to. So new forms of atrocities have come up that we never saw in our lifetime.
Okay.
So at this point of juncture, when officers are fearing, there is an unease among Dalits nationally.
So you are saying that there is a sense of unease and all that Mayawati ji is doing is to reflect that and bring that up in parliament, and therefore this is a very relevant time in which to do this.
That's what a small politician should be doing.
That is what all politicians should be doing. Sudhindra Bhadauria, I would put it across to you, and this is a point that perhaps the BJP is going to be raising as well. The fact that Ms. Mayawati is losing her Dalit base, it's been eroded. She has lost her Dalit base, even in reserved seats. That's something we've seen in the last elections in Uttar Pradesh as well. And this is an attempt at resurrection, at political resurrection.
No, I would disagree, and I would refute this, and I would put the record straight. Let me say this, that we have held, even in this election, 23% of votes. In this 23%, the overwhelming vote that we have got is that of the Dalits. There is certainly, I would say, that the other sections of Indian society who have been averse to voting for us have not voted for us. So therefore, our vote has been intact, number one. Number two, even in the Lok Sabha elections where we lost, we have the third largest share in vote. After the BJP and Congress, it is the Bahujan Samaj Party. No other party has got as much vote as we have done. So therefore, we will continue relentlessly. We will fight for the rights of the Dalits.
Okay, I'm going to try and get the BJP back. Krishna Sagar Rao, if you can hear me now, and if those audio issues have been sorted, I do apologize for them. The BSP making 2 points over here. Mayawati claiming that she was silenced while she was trying to raise very genuine grievances in the House. And also the contention that Mayawati continues to be a preeminent Dalit leader, that she hasn't lost her base at all. Your responses.
Ankita, I can hear you very well, but I just did not, get anything.
One has many seats.
But I'll go ahead, in any case, respond on behalf of the party.
Go ahead.
Who's overlapping me? I mean, I don't understand. Let me speak. Okay. Now, with due respects to Mayawati ji, it is purely a crude political posturing and headline grabbing tactic today in Rajya Sabha. You know, she has to be at least sincere to her resignation, if not for the cause of Dalits, because Dalits seem to have rejected her, and it is established in the kind of eroding percentage of votes. Now, you know, her resignation letter is not even in the format which it was supposed to be, if it has to be accepted by the chairman. Now, the issue is technical, more technical, but it is turned political. If she is asking for a discussion under Rule 267, she has to open it and then allow a notice to be passed so that the proceedings can be adjourned. Now, the House is governed by rules, and she knows it. She is a very senior member. I don't understand as to why she has so much of fury today, which looks as frustration instead for people who are watching her, that she had to make a political ploy, and this is purely for her relevance in the current political scenario where she is being on a daily basis relegated to being irrelevant. So Bharatiya Janata Party understands the game, and we are not the party to it. Actually, Mr. Kurian was telling her that she has to wind up her speech because she has crossed the 3-minute mark. So I think she is aiming at a wrong target, and it clearly establishes the fact that, you know, there is so much of insecurity in she being relevant in the new India and
so
new
you're
Indian
it's
politics,
reflective of
which doesn't accept the divisiveness.
You say that it's a gimmick.
And who's to be responsible, Ankita?
Okay.
If today,
yes,
I'll just make one point.
Yes.
No, she's not even sincere to her own resignation.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you.
Her
resignation is not in the format it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So she's neither sincere in the cause for Dalits, nor sincere for what she has done today.
Okay.
It is just a headline grabbing tactic.
Okay. So the BJP on this program insisting that everything Mayawati ji has done today is gimmickry. This is not even a genuine resignation. It is merely a threat. That it doesn't, in fact, even follow the format her resignation ought to have followed, which was just one line to the Vice President, Sushmita Dev. I'm going to come back to you, Mr.
I would like to respond to that very briefly.
Yes, I'll come to you in a moment. Let's just get the Congress in. I'm sorry, Sushmita, you haven't been able to speak so far.
Can I come in?
Yes.
I just want to say, there's nothing as a resignation that comes in as a gimmick in the houses of the parliament. And she's tendered her resignation, and it's genuine, it's signed. So I don't know what it means when he says it's a gimmick. Secondly, what happens in the process of an election, whose vote share goes up and whose vote share goes down, has nothing to do with the members right inside the parliament. You may be a single member from a party in the Lok Sabha or Rajya Sabha because of your strength outside the parliament, but every member has the equal right to speak. And it is appalling when the Treasury bench, and including the Parliamentary Affairs Minister, shouts someone down. That is totally unacceptable. After the all-party meeting, where the Prime Minister himself and Rajnath Singh ji himself assured all opposition leaders that all the key issues that are impacting the nation will be allowed to be debated. You can't shout somebody down. That is not the way a Treasury bench behaves. I am shocked at the way Naqvi ji reacted to Mayawati ji wanting to speak. You can't do that. You have to give her an opportunity. It doesn't matter what her vote share is in UP. That's not relevant inside the parliament.
All right, Mr. Bhadauria, what do you have to add before I take this back to the BJP?
Well, I think BJP is Ankita. Making an unnecessary Ankita. Issue of our vote being dwindling. Let me remind Mr. the BJP spokesperson that Atal Bihari Vajpayee has also lost in this country, that these people have just come with two parliament members in the parliament, that their tallest leaders have lost their security. Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, let me remind him, had lost his security in Mathura when he contested first time. So therefore, don't tell us who wins and who loses. You win in your life when you fight for the principles, and that is what Bhain Mayawati ji has done.
Krishna Sagar Rao, this is a fight for principles and not a gimmick or any sort of political gambit. That's what the BSP would have us believe today. Quick last comments before I wrap this up.
Ankita, the Congress MP, she has made some valid points. I respect what she said. When I meant in terms of the resignation not being sincere, the resignation need to be in a format where it is not conditional. It doesn't tell a story. It has to be a single line, and it should not be conditional. That is the format of the resignation. She didn't give it in that format. Obviously, she doesn't want to resign. She just wants to grab the headline. That's at number one. Number two, her eroding vote bank is visible. I'm not saying that the member loses her rights because of the losing percentage. I'm only saying this: the house is governed by rules.
Okay,
so if
okay,
she is violating rules, why are you getting so jittery?
Okay. Sushmita Dev has an intervention. Quickly.
No, why do you throttle on the
Dalits have rejected Mayawati ji because she is not fighting for them. She has only used Dalit vote bank to come to power on their shoulders. Today, the Dalits of this country are being led to mainstream by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. You know, the living conditions of the Dalits in the last 70 years have gone down, not gone up. The living conditions of the Muslims have gone down, not gone
very
up.
Very quick, last
so
question.
They were just used as numbers and as vote banks by these parties,
by the BJP,
which are purely divisive,
and they
don't have any other agenda. They've been exposed.
All right, we seem to be having technical difficulties with Mr. Bhadauria's line as well. We'll try and leave it at that tonight.
No, I think,
tonight.
Ankita, you will see that what I said will happen tomorrow.
Okay.
She is going to
but
be sitting in the benches
in
once again.
That Mayawati has lost Dalit.
Resignation is not
Mayawati
going to be accepted.
Mayawati got 22% of votes polled. Dalits are only 21%.
Yes.
So he
is
incorrect in saying
but
Mayawati has lost Dalit.
It's a dwindling vote share. Sushmita Dev, quick last comments. I have to wrap this up.
That's what I meant.
No, okay. Sushmita Dev, quick last comments before I wrap up this discussion.
Point out to the BJP spokesperson.
Yes.
No. Ankita, I want to point out to the BJP spokesperson that the Chief Minister of UP visits a family of a different caste and they are made to bathe and put perfume. And he's talking about the condition of Dalits. You should be ashamed of yourself. And if Mayawati ji wanted to speak in the parliament and you had an answer to it, you should have allowed her.
These are peripheral.
Why are you fearful
subjects?
Of a debate?
Why don't you get to main issues?
UP Chief Minister
How
makes
long
people
are you
have
going
a bath.
To waste your time
he says, have a bath and put time.
What
I'm
going
to UP
and
Chief
what
Minister
is
comes.
India has
just
moved
few
on.
Seconds.
Yes.
There is enough evidence that Dalits have
please
attained freedom during past seven
these
decades. And he says their lifestyle,
incidents.
Their things have gone down. Where is the evidence?
Okay.
He's against evidence.
We clearly haven't heard the last of it. This is
their real
All right. Krishna Sagar Rao, Sushmita Dev, Sushmita Bhadauria, Chandraman Prasad. I'm going to leave it at this tonight.